This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tom, and we are here in beautiful downtown Austin, Texas, and we're here to see what people think about Donald Trump and his travel ban. Let's go.
What do I think of his travel ban?
Yeah, of immigrants, Muslim immigrants.
It's the f***ing worst.
It's the worst? And why do you say it's the worst?
It's discrimination.
Discrimination against who in particular?
The human race.
What do you think about Donald Trump's travel ban? On immigrants, what do you think?
He's our president, I like it.
So you like it, huh?
Yeah.
I would wholeheartedly agree with you. Why do you like it?
Well, why dispute it?
It's protecting the American people, right?
Well, I'm fighting.
I wholeheartedly believe. No, I'm Kevin. I'm with InfoWars, and we're just asking people what they think about Donald Trump's travel ban of immigrants.
I think we should help people that don't have it as good as us. So I think it's not right to ban them.
Yeah, because everyone's just human. Like, everyone has the same qualities that everyone has. We should each have the same opportunities, and it sucks when we're limited to those opportunities, and we limit these people to not necessarily getting a chance to kind of just live and live the American dream that we are supposedly trying to fulfill. And I know that's just, and that's not, and I'm saying that from my stance because I came from a school that it felt just like the same kind of thing, like we were limited to the opportunities. And now I'm over here at UT Austin, and it's so great. So that should, and that's so unfair for, like, knowing that some people are going to be limited to, like, not being able to see these opportunities, and just, he shouldn't be doing that, I think.
A lot of people in Austin are liberal, they were for Hillary, so, like, I'm kind of scared of my views, but I actually support Donald Trump and that we need to take care of our people.
The American people first, right?
Before helping others.
With all this stuff going on with Donald Trump and the Trump administration, the new presidency, what do you think about the immigration ban? What do you think?
I think it doesn't exist, right?
It was appealed. So what do you think about proposing the immigration ban?
I don't think you can do stuff like that. The people have spoken, and it's not going to work, man.
So do you think it's unconstitutional?
Absolutely.
Now, were you an Obama supporter? Were you a fan of Obama?
At times, yeah.
Okay, now, we see all this stuff about being unconstitutional, but Bill Clinton and President Obama did the same thing when they were in office.
Right.
So what about that? Was that unconstitutional, too?
Well, it's coming out of the mouth of the devil, man. You know, if Obama says we're going to do something, probably has our best interests, you know. When you talk about President Trump or whatever, you know, he's looking out for himself, and he's trying to hurt as many people who don't deserve to be hurt. So it's a little bit different, you know. I'm not saying it's fair. I'm not saying it's not hypocritical, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't trust that guy. I wouldn't take advice from him. I don't think he can change the laws. I think he's messed up, you know, when it comes down to what he thinks his role is.
So you just think, like, he's kind of just like, kind of like a fake president almost. I mean, it's kind of, yeah.
I just don't think, like, anything nice is going to come from that dude. I don't think he has to. He's looking out for himself, so.
So you think there's any way, like, he can get impeached? Because I know that's what a lot of people are asking about it. Like, what's kind of your vision with this whole thing? I mean, I'm here, I'm non-biased, I just kind of want
to... Is he going to get impeached? I mean, I think we're at a point now where people just, they just accept everything, you know, because they don't have a choice. So, like,
all right.
That'd be great, but who's to say what comes next?
You can see Kevin Martin, one of our auxiliary reporters, full report at InfoWars.com. That's such a sad report here in Austin, Texas, because these people have no survival instinct, no nationalism, no common sense, no culture. Their culture is that they have no culture. Their culture is that they roll over to anything. If you don't have borders, if you don't have some basic controls, you don't have a nation. The numbers are in, by the way. Trump's been in over 3 weeks. And the numbers are barely ticked up of deportations, but it has increased of felons, aggravated felons. They're going after people that have committed crimes and fled to this nation. And there's just such massive, massive ignorance about this. And it really is a paradox when you've got people that are informed and people that aren't informed. It's very, very sad. I threw my back out yesterday going on a hike / jog. I wouldn't be here if this wasn't an incredibly important news day. So I feel like somebody's sticking an ice pick on my left side, but I'm going to do the broadcast because we've got important information. This is a big transmission coming up. And I've been holding my tongue for a while with inside intel I've got, but I'm going to start dishing it out here today and tomorrow.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's Monday, another week.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have been born upon the altar of God. Eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984. Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's Monday, the 13th day of February 2017. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. I have known for 2 weeks that Donald Trump has been looking to replace Rince Priebus. And I called Roger Stone about this last week from several of my other sources, some of them right, obviously, inside the White House. And he said, you know, I've just been learning about this, too. but we don't want to put this out because Trump doesn't want leaks on leaks. But I called Roger this morning and I said, you know what? I got to do my job here at a certain point. I mean, I'm not going to leak stuff that hurts the country. I'm not going to leak stuff about Trump's agenda of trying to restore the Republic and cut taxes and things like that and, you know, end the war on the family. But when I sit here over and over again knowing things and then it comes true, what my sources tell me, but then I'm just told this so I can map out what's going on, but I'm not allowed to say it on air, it's very, very frustrating. And I'm not going to break confidences today, but now that this stuff started coming out this weekend, I can talk about it. But that's what's frustrating. It always ends up coming out, but then they get to spin it. So it's detrimental. So I sit here and I keep my mouth shut with our Secret Service contacts and Defense Department contacts and just all of it. I mean, I know stuff that'll make you lose sleep at night. And let me tell you, once stuff you get told comes true like 20-something times, you start really paying attention. And Stone agreed with me this morning because I didn't get the info from him. And he's got more sources than I do. And he didn't tell me everything. Because what's the point if Trump's not going to act on this stuff? And then I put it out. The media is going to run crazy with it and say, oh, look, you know, Alex Jones put this out. And Trump reads that. So I just sit here and watch these wolves tearing at Trump and tearing at the American people. And I respect the president enough to think he knows what he's doing, but he certainly does. But I knew weeks ago that the president was going around because it's a process. Trump goes through a three-part process. He walks around and says, how do you think Rince Priebus is doing to a bunch of people? Friends of his, people in the White House, folks he has dinner with, you name it. And then he starts asking people, you know, who do you think a good replacement for Rince Priebus would be? And when you get into that second phase, the next thing is Rince Priebus has dropped the ball. Rince Priebus is a problem, and I'm getting rid of him. What do you think about that? And we're now entering that phase. A few days ago, over the weekend, he had a lot of friends over for dinner at his estate. It also has a big country club on it, one of the most famous in the world. And Chris Ruddy, who's a known member there, who I ran into at dinner a few weeks ago, the night of the inauguration, went on CNN. He's joining us in the next hour and said, no, I talked to the president. And he said, what do you think about Rince Priebus? Think he's doing a good job? I got some problems. So he goes on CNN Sunday and talks about that. And then he starts getting calls from high-level people in the White House from a certain camp in the White House. There's camps saying, back off the story. And I didn't get that from Ruddy. I called Ruddy up this morning. And talked to him, and he agreed to come on. They're obviously telling him to back off. Look, facts are facts, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what Trump's doing. I've been told by six different people that Trump's going around saying, what do you think of Rince Priebus? What do you think of the job he's doing? Now, that's only when he's thinking about, do I like somebody or don't I? And then he's going into the second and now the third phase. Now, I don't want to sit here and announce all this and then have a bunch of people in the establishment come defend Priebus and somehow he ends up staying in the administration. Because I think Rince Priebus is terrible. He is a minion of Paul Ryan. And you notice on Friday I said, next week I'm going to announce some big things because I knew this wasn't going to end up not getting out soon. And you notice I said Rince Priebus is probably the leaker. No, Rince Priebus is the leaker. And folks in the White House know it's Rince Priebus. So when I say I'm in over my head, everybody's in over their head. So I've just got stacks of lists here. Of just points and intel and what's going on inside the White House. But it's public as well. The State Department is completely ignoring Rex Tillerson. That's even after 1,000 people resigned and left. Others have signed a letter, you know, decrying Trump and his travel ban that's only the law. And they're openly now trying to say Trump's a Russian agent again with no evidence. And openly trying to block the Le Pen election in France, because the Muslims are in their third week of trying to burn down Paris and other towns and attacking people. And the French news keeps saying anti-police unrest. No, it's an Islamic uprising, just like the last 50, just like the cities burning in England a few years ago. Riots outside Paris after police claim an officer's alleged rape of a black man was an accident. And again, that's the Washington Post just taking some side point, like saying that a trailer about Muhammad is what caused Benghazi. It's made up. They just want to divert it off into the police. And again, it's not the police are perfect. It's that the globalists everywhere are going to use them as the governmental scapegoat. The higher up globalists that are ripping everybody off, every time there's a bunch of anger, they go, oh, it's the police. See, blame them. That's the lowest level. It's a total cop-out. It's a total scapegoat. So it's not that she's super popular in all the polls, according to BBC and Vice and all the usual suspects. No, no, no. The Russians are going to hack it. That's right. That's why the French want their sovereignty back and don't want another million or two, you know, military-age men to pour in and rape and burn and run around arrogantly doing, you know, whatever they want, giant gangs. I mean, France is on its deathbed and is finally having second thoughts about killing itself. Beautiful country, amazing culture, flushing itself down the toilet, run by a bunch of socialists that hate the host. So now they're making a big to-do there so they can, quote, federalize the election and steal it, make sure the super unpopular socialist stays in over the super popular woman who's super smart, has a great pedigree of liberty, and is basically like Donald Trump. Calling her a racist doesn't work anymore, so with no evidence, of course. I mean, they indicted her last year for saying this Islamic invasion is the greatest threat to France since the Nazis invaded. And they indicted her saying for racial incitement. Of course, it's a giant cultural threat to bring in millions and millions and millions and millions of people a year that absolutely say they want to suicide bomb you and take your culture over. They just banned Valentine's Day in Pakistan, folks. I have nothing against Pakistani folks. They're great. They're smart. Those are heretics, though. The people that want to come here and get away from radical Islam. They'll drink a beer with you. They're funny. They're smart. They're great people. And they'll say, yeah, I don't like radical Islam. But the people running are out of control, ladies and gentlemen. And it's incompatible. They pour acid on women's faces if they talk back. I can't watch one more feminist run around and lecture me about how I'm oppressing women in the West when they're trying to destroy it and have made a sickening alliance with radical Orthodox Islam. Okay, I literally have like 50 stacks of news here. I mean, this is just so over the top how much I've got. I've got a whole other office full of stuff I want to get to that I forgot to bring in here. So I want to really try to focus today and do as best I can to cover all this. But in a nutshell, Trump doesn't like Rents Priebus because Rents Priebus is blocking his agenda and leaking information and will also call people in. I've got their names. And high-level people, advisors of the president, and will say, what you're getting here is the rest of the story, will say, the president has fired you. I want your resignation right now. And then the individual goes and thinks about it, makes a few phone calls and goes, I want to see the president. Goes in and sees the president. The president goes, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. I don't want you fired. And then the president sends the individual out of the room and says to Rents Priebus, how'd that happen? Oh, I don't know, sir. Some confusion. Uh-huh. I mean, if Trump wants you fired, he'll walk you in and say, you did this, you did that, you are fired. You are incompetent. And I want you to make sure there's a smooth transition with your replacement, or I'm going to make sure you get blackballed. Is that understood? That's what Trump does. He looks you right in the eye. He doesn't go tell Rents Priebus to go tell some senior person, we want your resignation. Or he has the vice president fire you. He doesn't have Rents Priebus do it. So Rents Priebus thinks he's the president. Okay, he's on a power trip. I'm going to skip this break. This is too important. Sorry, I didn't tell you. And so that's what's going on. And I knew this 2 weeks ago, 15 days ago, actually. And I've sat on it, and that's fine. And then Chris Ruddy comes out, to his credit. I've been very supportive of Ruddy at some times and critical of him others. I was probably too mean a few weeks ago. I apologize. We've had some good talks. It was late at night when I ran into him in D.C., and we were being a little bit smart out to each other. But everything's good. The point is that, he's there. They're having dinner. He's friends with the president. He's been members of that club for decades. And they had a, talk that Trump does. And the truth is, from what I heard is going on, Ruddy dialed back what really went on CNN. According to what the standard thing the president's saying, the president is talking about pretty much to everybody. He's getting ready to blow him out the airlock, folks. He'll be gone within 2 weeks. Just like I told you, Mitt Romney was never going to get that position as Secretary of State. He was being trolled, and Trump was pumping him for information on who else was involved in the neocon plots against him. And I can't believe these guys can't strategize as good as the president. They're just not smart. They're yes men. He's self-made. But I'll be clear. I don't like, from all my intel, because I'm not snooping around behind the president. I have my show. I have my audience. I'm here to defend the president because he's carrying out an agenda to restore the republic. You remember Roger Stone coming on here first telling you weeks before he will not be hired. This is all the torturing. And that wasn't Roger Stone just guessing that out of the ether. I'll leave it to you at that. We have Chris Ruddy on CNN talking about it this weekend. Here it is.
Howard Stern recently said, I don't think being president is going to be good for Donald Trump because the president wants to be liked. And when you're the president, you're the most hated person in the world. Look at what happened to President Obama or President Bush before that. Do you have that same sense after talking with Trump on Friday?
Well, I think he is a little sensitive to the press criticism. He's been in New York media circles for years. You can't get into a tougher arena than that. He's been fighting a lot of big fights through the years. This is a guy that's battle tested. I think the problem is not so much him. It's the White House. The White House is showing not the amount of order that we need to see. I think there's a lot of weakness coming out of the chief of staff. I think Reince Priebus, good guy, well-intentioned, but he clearly doesn't know how the federal agencies work. He doesn't have a really good system. He doesn't know how the communications flow. I think Sean Spicer's doing a very good job under difficult circumstances, but I do think the president's not getting the backup he needs in the operation of the White House and sometimes the pushback that he needs, which you would have with a stronger White House counsel, White House chief of staff.
I agree with that statement. The media wants to get rid of Spicer because he is pretty effective and smart and good on his feet and comes across as genuine and honest. But he was brought in by Reince Priebus. Priebus is terrible. And they're all running scared of the establishment. And that ties into this whole General Flynn situation. Flynn technically, is the National Security Advisor elect. On December 15th, they're already making calls to world leaders. They're setting up calls to other world leaders. He's setting those up for Trump. And the Russians bring up, what do you do about sanctions? Well, I'm sure you heard the president-elect say he wants to try to normalize things and have a good relationship with Russia. We'll see what happens. Then the media says, did you talk about sanctions? They go, no. But see, it's all lawyer speak. Of course, Flynn didn't talk specifically. He just repeated. And, of course, the CIA and NSA were recording all of it and still at that time under Obama working against President-elect. So now they have that info in a new dossier that he did when he was setting up a call for the president. Of course, the Russian ambassador goes, hey, what about these sanctions? Well, the president says he wants to work with you and have open relations and a whole new, clean slate. So that's the president's view right now. We'll let you talk to the president. So technically they can say, oh, you did discuss sanctions with the Russian ambassador over the phone, like it's dirty for the incoming national security advisor to talk to the Russian ambassador. We can put that back on screen. Report, Kremlin denies Flynn and ambassador discuss lifting sanctions. Because they didn't. But they have people that were always there at his side, like Reince Priebus reporting this back, and you have the calls being recorded officially and unofficially, so people can't make claims on either side. And the Russians bring up the sanctions. We want to discuss the sanctions when we talk to the president. Do you think that's going to happen? Yes, you know he wants to have a clean slate. He wants to work towards that. That doesn't mean Flynn's making the decisions or he did something wrong. But the media goes, oh my gosh, the national security advisor-elect under the elect president setting up phone calls with world leaders working 18 hours a day. He's a loose cannon. He's dangerous. He's bad. That's why I totally reorganized special forces and reorganized all the branches working together to gather intelligence. And that's why he did such a great job revamping as the head of defense intelligence. That's why Trump's got him, because he's one of the experts on defeating Al-Qaeda and ISIS and respected across the board. And they want to get rid of him because he knows what's going on. He's a patriot. But don't worry. Even if they get rid of Flynn, he's already talked to the president for hundreds of hours. The two really hit it off over the years. And the intel Trump's got dovetails with all the information that Flynn's got him, and there's other great generals in there. So if they think they're just going to get rid of one guy, it's not going to happen. Here's what else is going on. This news I've got, because I've just decided to start dumping all this info. Dealing with Trump's private chief of staff, the head of Trump security, is, it's not the Secret Service, it's the spy groups, the intel groups are claiming, oh, these people aren't vetted, you know, longtime New York cops, war heroes, you name it, people that have worked for Trump 20, 30 years. We want them out of there. We don't want you having your own Praetorian Guard. And they're trying to make him and push him, just like they did with his cell phone, to give up security he's had for 20 plus years and that he trusts and that are another line of defense around him. And if Trump does that, the word is, and I got this from multiple high-level sources, they have decided to try to kill the president. High-level groups have. It's pretty obvious. They've got it all over the media selling the idea and trying to get lone gunmen to do it or lone wolves to do it. But they are going to have some type of patsy show up, take a shot, and they're going to have the other shooters there, or it's going to be a bomb. And the folks, the New World Order is crapping itself. Trump is killing the whole Goldman Sachs initiative, the J.P. Morgan Global Government Initiative. They gave 100% of their money presidentially to Hillary, zero to Trump. But they have their talking point out of Goldman Sachs talking points, Huffington Post, CNN, MSNBC, the Daily Beast, that, I mean, it's just crazy that he works for Goldman Sachs because he hired three people that are patriots from Goldman Sachs. Yeah, if you're a top banker or merger and acquisitions expert, or somebody that raises money in Hollywood, and I mean, you're an independent, wealthy person, chances are you've worked with Goldman Sachs. It'd be like in the Revolutionary War, you know, if we got German defectors, and that's a lot of our key defectors from the British force were Germans who wanted to be in a free country, that'd be like saying, oh, we don't trust you now that you've come over and given us all the intel. It's ridiculous. That's what happens when you start winning. Everybody starts landsliding over to you. But it's not like Bannon just started this. For 20-plus years, he's had his conversion against the globalists and been fighting NAFTA and GATT and globalism and open borders. Everybody knows he's got a pedigree that's perfect when it comes to being a libertarian conservative. Mnuchin fought NAFTA and GATT and globalism and doesn't want one-sided deals. It's the same. But again, I just keep hammering that talking point back at him because it's a fact. I have a royal flush to prove you to be intellectual fools that keep saying that. Or people that are just lying and know you're lying. 100% of the Goldman Sachs presidential money and PAC money went to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Zero went to Donald Trump. And they went so far as to have a corporate rule, which some argued wasn't even legal, barring employees of Goldman Sachs giving money to Donald Trump as a stipulation of working there, because they know there are some people there that actually like Trump. They went so far as to say you cannot even give money to him. Goldman Sachs bans employees from donating to Trump. There it is. But allows Clinton donations. See? Boom. I mean, that's Breitbart. Again, the evil Goldman Sachs guy that's battling Goldman Sachs. I mean, it's so sophomoric of pseudo-intellectuals that are mental morons, you know, that say I'm backing Goldman Sachs or I'm backing a warmonger, Trump. Trump wants strength, peace through strength, and he wants to take out the Al-Qaeda ISIS forces that the globalists have grown that are a real threat. That's called peace. They're attacking us. We're attacking back. Trump has the entire globalist system against him, and all the fake leftists don't want to admit it, so they're calling him a warmonger because they're intellectually bankrupt, degenerate losers.
The Empire.
Part of a loser culture. We'll be back.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. But the truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed together if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believed we were going to fail, who believed their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born.
This is the heart of 1776.
You're white male!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been
a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot
about Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
A lot of times, I don't want to get into a really huge subject because I'm cogitating on it. I'm thinking about what are the big keys to it. And why am I so frustrated? Why do I not want to go on there with these huge bombshells? Why do I want to keep thinking about it before I present it? And a lot of that is that I'm humble, I have respect for this audience, and I have respect for the amount of information I get from people that really trust me. And it's weird. I get so much info, and sometimes people say, don't tell anybody about this. But other times they say, it's up to you what you do. We think you know best. And it's just like, you think I know best. It's that powerful people really giving you the respect of what do you think we should do. And it's just, it's a great responsibility. It's like the Spider-Man line, with great power comes great responsibility. And I don't say that from a power trip position. I am, quite frankly, I ask God for this power to fight the globalists, and now I just get more and more and more because you are awakening, you're taking action, you are the power, we are the power. But I just asked God for total guidance in all this, and I was praying literally just quietly saying, God, what is the answer? What am I missing? What is the key? What is the point to make about this Rince Priebus thing? Because I wouldn't be making such a big deal about it if it was just some chief of staff and those come and go, and it hit me. Because it's not going to stop with Rince Priebus unless Trump puts in the right people. He thought, and I'm sure he's right to a certain extent, he can bring in part of the Republican establishment to carry out his agenda. Plus, it's a huge government that's openly in mutiny against him, and it's a huge system, so he needs some of the people that were there to know how to operate it. It's like if you don't know how to fly an airplane, you got to get off, you know, someplace because, you know, the country's falling to tyranny or whatever, and you're like, are you a pilot? And the person may not even be the best person, but they know how to get the plane off the ground. And so we're all kind of in this plane with Trump and some other people, some good people and some bad people, and hoping we can get somebody in there that knows how to land it. The government, the media, Hollywood, it's all an open revolt. So here's the big issue. Chris Ruddy's joining us in the next hour because he's one of the first people to go ahead and talk about what we knew was there. Then the avalanche started in the New York Times and the Washington Post and everywhere else that Rince Priebus is in over his head. Rince Priebus is going down. Rince Priebus. But why has Trump lost confidence in Rince Priebus? You're hearing here why he has. And it's because he is a giant leaker. He can't help but tell the Republican establishment that created him, Paul Ryan and others that are openly on Soros' payroll, he can't help but give them information on what's happening in those meetings. He thinks he works for them and the Republican power structure, not Trump and the American people. So Trump's got to keep people in there like Bannon and Flynn and a few of the other good ones he has, like the Attorney General, who's another great person, Sessions. Because all the rest aren't working with Trump. They are undermining him, and they plan, and here's the big enchilada, to set Trump up with Russia information and try to help the Democrats have a successful coup, basically, politically. That's one of their main plans. That's plan A right now. Plan A, they're going to go ahead with the Russia thing. The State Department's openly cooking up stuff right now against France and Trump and basically anybody that's supporting Trump, like Roger Stone, zero connection to Russians. They're putting out everywhere that he's a Russian agent. He's been poisoned. They're saying, I'm a Russian agent. It goes on and on. And that's how Priebus operates with Trump. He comes in, he says, sir, they're going to say that it's Russians, so we've got to get rid of this person and that person. And Trump's like, did I tell you to get rid of those people? Well, no, sir, but I just thought I'd tell him to go ahead and quit because, you know, I'm the chief of staff and you're busy. Oh, you're getting rid of senior people in my name. Don't do that anymore, Rince. And then Rince kisses up and then sneaks off. And Trump knows exactly what he's dealing with, so he's going to watch. He's going to Mitt Romney, that little rat, very, very soon. And all of Mitt Romney, they all come out of the same rat's nest. Paul Ryan's the worst psychopath out of central casting. And they all think they're invincible. They all think they can defeat Donald Trump. They can mount his head on the wall. They already tried to steal the primary from him, steal the election. They all went along with the Russia thing, John McCain, all of them. And they're all over there convincing themselves in their war council with Obama, who's moved in 2 miles away and is forming has a literal bunker he's going to run an alternate White House out of with all the foreign Goldman Sachs money. That's in mainstream news with a, quote, army of 30,000 activists, his new civilian army, to try to overthrow Trump. And all the universities and all the media and everyone organized against him. That's out of the New York Post. So here's the big news. It is Rents Priebus and others that are in there basically trying to get Trump running scared of this made-up Russia crap. And Trump's like, we made an alliance with Russia years ago to start taking down ISIS and blocking Obama. Our own military is advising me to do this. They're saying Russia isn't an existential threat, that it's China, that this makes sense to have this alliance. And Rex Tillerson's saying the same thing. It's not about money. It's about victory globally for freedom. And a new alliance with Japan and breaking up the euro and getting sovereignty back in the UK. It's an alliance with the UK, euro states that break free from globalism, Russia and Japan and Brazil or anybody else that breaks away. This is the new strategy that will win for this country and the world. This is a strategy based on justice and wealth and victory. But the globalists with the EU and the Goldman Sachs crowd in China, they at Davos, I told you this months before, I said, watch, China will be their big defender. China will be who's going to, quote, save the one world government. And sure enough, they came out and announced China to save the world government, China to help censor the American alt-right, China to advise and help defeat the uprising in Europe and America. They openly talk like this at Davos to themselves like you're animals, like you can't read what they're saying. Then they go on the news and say, Trump, Russian. Alex, Russian. Drudge, Russian. This is a joke. So that's what's happening right now. And Rents Priebus is the third column, or fifth column, if you want to call it that, inside the White House, whether he's a moron, a quisling. I mean, the guy looks like a golem-like creature. It's a sycophantic, you know, bedwetter who just grovels and sycophants around. And Trump has to throw him out of the room all the time. And Priebus can't stand it because Trump works 18 hours a day, and Priebus doesn't like to work more than 10 hours a day, and Priebus is exhausted. He looks like he's dying when you see videos of him stumbling around because he just constantly is at the president's side. Oh, sir, let me help you. Oh, people come into a meeting. Oh, I need to be in this meeting, sir. And Trump can tell who the neocons and who his enemies are. Because a lot of times Priebus doesn't, that's when Priebus can run off and have a dinner or see his family or go to the bathroom or eat something or get his hair cut. Is whenever one of the establishment comes in, Priebus is like, oh, I'll leave you now, sir. Bye bye. Oh. Like Trump doesn't know this is going on. Oh, Paul Ryan drops by. Oh, I better leave. Oh, bye. Bye, Paul. His boss. Prince Priebus' boss is Paul Ryan. That's his boss. Just like Newt Gingrich is a Rockefeller Republican, that's where he came from, and a globalist, and Trump knew that. He just used him to get into power, and now he's flushing him. Don't you love how he's blowing the globalists out the airlock, not the patriots? But they are pushing hard to do that. So normally I could care less who's in an administration. They're all globalists, Democrats, or Republicans. It doesn't matter. It's just different piles of you-know-what. With this is a real battle. This is really, really important. And so the reason Priebus is so important is he's in there leaking and pushing narratives and making it look like that there's actually some Russia connection. And he's the, quote, credibility. He's the double agent, folks. Rents Priebus is the double agent from all the research we have and from my sources. And I've known this for really over 2 weeks, but it was clear 2 weeks ago that Trump is also priming the media. You know, you like Rents Priebus? I've had some problems with him. I think he might be a problem getting some of my agenda done. Absolutely he is. Oh, the president's not going to drain the swamp, Rents Priebus, Newt Gingrich, made up to undermine the president. Oh, we're not going to get tax cuts this year. Donald Trump's like, the hell we aren't. Oh, we're not going to quite get rid of all of Obamacare. You know, just on and on and on out of Rents Priebus, Rents Priebus, Rents Priebus. You'll see Paul Ryan say something one day and then Rents Priebus says it the next as if the president said it. We didn't elect blue-eyed Paul Ryan. Nothing against Paul Ryan, but, you know, he's just got those little light blue eyes and a little movie star dark hair. He's got that little fake, I'm the good boy next door. Look, that guy looks like a literal psychopath, okay? He thinks he's better than everybody. He thinks he's going to die. He's another soulless globalist, and I can't stand Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, if it's the last thing InfoWars ever does, we're going to politically wreck you. You understand that, punk? You are the biggest backstabbing, open border promoting, anti-gun, pro-Obamacare slimeball I've ever seen. But you always say the right thing, don't you? But at the key clutch time, you're a big, fat Benedict Arnold with your Eddie Munster haircut. My whole life I've dealt with these so-called alpha males that aren't alpha males. A real alpha male wants to empower the species, Dumbo. Why don't you try to be one? And Lindsey Graham and John McCain and all these other psychopaths. They make me sick. And they're working overtime to hammer the recovery. Goldman Sachs is working overtime to implode the economy, openly announcing, telling their investors, dump everything, it's over. But it isn't working, isn't it? You use bubbles for your big fat selves to give yourselves trillions and then give none to the people. Trump is going to use a bubble to flood the people with money. And it's dangerous, by the way, but we're going to go down if he doesn't. So he is injecting adrenaline right in our heart right now, trying to get the needle through the rib cage. And Paul Ryan and the Democrats are all trying to keep his hand from getting into the heart with that needle. And they're rolling around saying, why don't you stick the needle right here, Trump? We want that adrenaline. We want it. 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 It's ours. Why? So you can have billions more in your Swiss bank accounts, you jerks. Fly around on bigger private jets on your little power trips while you piss on America because you want to conquer us? It's all a metaphysical pissing contest with you, isn't it? I see you. So that's some pretty heavy, important stuff. I got a lot of other really riveting news here, obviously, to cover. But, I mean, that's the big issue. Rince Priebus and Paul Ryan and all of them are enemies of this country. And they're in there playing all sorts of dirty little tricks to try to make Trump's constituents angry, to start undermining him, to say, look, sir, you've been abandoned by your base. You better go with the Republican establishment now. That's the strategy. Your strategy failed, sir. You're wrong. Yeah. I knew they were doing that and privately talked about it. And I mentioned it some on air, too. But remember the Washington Post article? Trump's biggest problem is his base and Alex Jones. If we can get them to abandon Trump. I mean, I love how they write these articles like we don't read them. Again, they're so arrogant that they're doing it right in front of you. And they think you don't see. They think you don't know. There's something about beta males that the globalists hire and put in charge where they think they're alpha males and they always do the same little scams. So, again, they keep telling Trump in hundreds of articles a day, hundreds, do not associate with InfoWars. Do not support it. Because they know it's the zeitgeist. They know it's the power base. They know it's the spirit of 1776. They know it will kill them politically. But it's already spreading across the globe. It's already happening across the planet. So, it's not Alex Jones. It's the spirit of liberty. So, again, we don't need Trump. Trump needs us. And I don't say that arrogantly. We're the base. We're the people. We're the Republic. We're the Patriots. We're the Paul Revere's. We're the people that understand the score, and people are listening to us. You know why you're panicking? Because notice this Joy Villa, who I really want to get on, had her album sales explode 18,000+% within hours of wearing a Make America Great Again dress. Plus, she's a classic 1950s beauty. She's got the real curves of a woman. And, I mean, look at those. I'm sorry. She's just a beautiful creation of God, those thighs. And she's wearing this Make America Great Again outfit, this beautiful dress made by a Filipino-American immigrant who loves Trump. And it's just a joke. That's the new counterculture. That's the avant-garde. America was always the true counterculture. It was always the cutting edge. It was always the future. And they're trying to steal it from you. That's why they tell you America's so bad all day. Sure, we've done bad stuff, but we were the ideal that strove the furthest, the most inventions, the most money, the biggest middle class, the most success, the most medicine, the most art, the most literature. And the globalists hijacked that. And they hijacked the image of a real woman and then gave us some meth head look. You know, because the gay men that run fashion think that looks good. Nothing against gay men. I just don't agree with their taste of heroin chic, making women look like little boys. That looks like a woman. Let's pull that camera back. That right there is a woman. Now, let's get serious here. They're totally panicking and freaking out. There's nothing more disgusting than Meryl Streep running around again, bitching and saying Trump's a monster when the woman gives standing ovations to pedophiles and ran a movement to try to get Roman Polanski's rape conviction of a little 13-year-old girl they drugged, they grabbed, they drugged, and they raped. Talk about a weird demonic harpy slithering around moralizing about how Trump objectifies women when you support people that rape little girls. What the hell's your problem, witch? Go back to hell where you came from. Be gone! Be gone, demon! Be gone, Meryl Streep! Back to hell! Get behind me, Satan! Fall! Go back where you're supposed to go, weak one! You see, they've all sold us that God's weak. That's all a lie. God is strong. God is the heavens, the earth. God is life and death. And God is fire. The fire of wisdom. The fire of enlightenment. The fire of will. And the fire of the future.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I recently, about 2 weeks ago, hired Dr. Jerome Corsi to start a D.C. bureau for us, and he's been in on discussions for 2 weeks. Myself, his sources, he's in D.C. He's lived there before. He's moved there with his wife and others. I mean, it's well known that Trump does not like Priebus and knows he's a leaker. And he's told Priebus over and over again, stop doing it. He's told the others, stop doing it. And they just won't listen. Trump's even tried to bring them over to his side. Trump loves to get somebody who's been brainwashed and controlled to wake up. Priebus won't do it. Now, Trump may change his mind, but the word is he's going to be blown out the airlock. But we need to make sure he gets a chief of staff in there who will basically tell Paul Ryan and the rest of them how the cow ate the cabbage. And that means Mitch McConnell and the rest of them. That, listen, we got a mandate, a trifecta, all three branches of government. We're going to have tax cuts. We're going to repeal, you know, the single-payer mandate. He's already started that with an executive order. You're going to implement all this. All the top economists that care about the country admit we better cut taxes now or we're going to really have the recession going into depression. Do you understand? And if they don't do what he wants, he needs to go on TV and attack them. People want that. They want action. President Trump, you've already gone up 15 points in Gallup, more than that in Rasmussen, since you got tough after the election. People see your delivery. You take all these people to the woodshed. I know you've tried to be conciliatory. It hadn't worked. You take them to the woodshed. They are attacking you. They're making up all this Russia garbage, trying to cut out Rex Tillerson, trying to cut out General Flynn, running all these stories that Flynn's going to be released at any moment because he set up a phone call for the president. And, of course, sanctions got brought up. Like, we want to discuss sanctions with the president-elect. Well, you know his policy. He says it's an open door, clean slate, but we don't know. You'll talk to him. And they go, did you talk to him about sanctions? No. Well, were sanctions mentioned? Well, yeah, they said they want to talk about sanctions. That's not talking about sanctions. Man, when I was in D.C., I'd be sitting there at a restaurant, and obvious feds would come over, but foundation types, and go, I want you to talk to the president about a nuclear submarine for South Korea or for Taiwan. And I'd be sitting there going, oh, my God, they looked at who I'm with, did a snapshot analysis, and think this is something they're going to put in the news. And I learned they did this a bunch of other places with people that Trump sent to Davos. Russians would walk over at the bar, talk to him for 10 seconds, and they'd have people taking pictures going, look, he was with Russian, you know, Russian agents. Of course there's Russian agents at the Davos meeting. It's like a James Bond, you know, Casino Royale movie or something. I mean, that's all there is. And then they try to remove them that way. So that's what they're doing. I mean, I had them trying to put Russians on me when I was in D.C. that weren't Russians, obviously, popping up, wanting to shake hands with me. And I'd see somebody with a camera get right into, like, literally jumping back so they couldn't set me up. And then sure enough, I'm sitting there with Navy SEALs and people, active duty. And so, of course, here comes somebody wanting to buy nuclear submarines. So they could say, Jones was there in D.C. with Navy SEALs that just so happened to be experts on submarines. I'll stop right there. And with other people and from the Trump administration. And look, it's all the, you know, selling submarines. I mean, that's my life, folks. And when the guy started bringing up wanting to buy submarines, I said, stop talking to us. Get back right now. And I looked over, and right over his shoulder was a guy with a camera and a microphone sticking out of his coat. They were recording the whole damn thing. That's what they do. That's where I live, okay? Battling for this country. That's what they're doing to Trump. They got people all over the White House looking for anything to say he's a Russian agent. Do you understand that? It's incredible. Let me tell you who the threat is. It's the globalists. It's the Goldman Sachs fifth column inside the White House that wants to destroy Trump. I don't mean the former Goldman Sachs people. He's got them to know where the bodies are buried. I'm talking about the Goldman Sachs agenda of bringing Trump down because he's destroying their entire global program. By the way, buy the products if you want to support us. We need to fund our operation. I forgot to plug this hour. Bunch of amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. The toothpaste is back in, fluoride free with iodine and colloidal silver. Everybody should go get it right now.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Many books have been written.